This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
8 years after Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans has a new flood protection system. $14 billion worth of levees and pumps and floodgates built by the Army Corps of Engineers. Local folks, though, don't think that's going to be enough. The Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East, that's its whole name, the local levee board, basically, says that as sea levels rise and wetlands downriver get washed away, New Orleans is going to need more help. And they know exactly who ought to pay for it. The agency is suing 97 energy companies, saying they are largely to blame for the billions that New Orleans is going to have to spend to protect itself. Eve Troe explains.
Trace a map of the Mississippi River south from New Orleans, and you see the land dissolve from solid to a delicate lace. Zoom in real close on the delta, and you see thousands of sharp, geometric cuts.
Like I said, they were just going from the shortest distance between two points. Whatever was in the middle didn't matter. You know, just cut across.
Dr. John Lopez studies the river delta for the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation. In the 1930s, he says, oil and gas companies started plowing through the swamp to get what was underneath. First, you dug a canal wide enough to fit a barge with all the gear and workers. Then you drilled down. But maybe you didn't hit quite the right spot.
You might have a dense network of canals, but if you want to move over 200 feet, you've got to dredge a new canal. And that's why you see these spider maps of oil and gas canals.
This happened all over the swamp with pretty much zero regard for the land.
You know, for centuries, swamps were basically the equivalent of wastelands. The terminology was almost interchangeable.
Then, around the 1970s, science proved the value of the marsh as a habitat for all kinds of species and for flood protection. The state listened, passed regulations, but the damage was done.
Might want to hold on.
Okay.
Today, the canals are still used for industry and recreation. Out on the water, we pass a barge ferrying equipment offshore. Hissing, clicking natural gas wells, the so-called Christmas trees of pipes, valves, and knobs stick up from the water, just a few feet away from crab traps.
Okay. Looks like it's been out for a couple days.
The landscape doesn't look damaged, but
These canals are a lot wider than what they were dredged. They've eroded, I think that's over 200 feet, I would guess, right there.
Likely double its original size, he says. The canals let in salt water from the Gulf of Mexico. That eats away the marsh. So when a hurricane swirls across the Gulf, walls of water now build unchecked and push into New Orleans, 50 miles away.
So the loss of this buffer sends more water against the levee system. Then we have to build stronger, more expensive protection system than we would otherwise have to do.
That's John Barry, author of a history on Louisiana flooding called Rising Tide. He's also
vice president of the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East for at least a few more weeks.
Maybe only for a few more weeks, because his agency is suing the energy companies. And Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has demanded they drop the lawsuit against the state's largest industry. Barry says the oil companies should pay their fair share.
I don't say that the industry has done nothing. I do say that they haven't done anything like enough.
Louisiana has a master plan for flood protection, but not the billions needed to fund it. Some parts of the state don't want to wait. They're paying for the work themselves. And they say they need the oil companies' help. Southwest of New Orleans, watery Terrebonne Parish has its own system of floodgates.
This one only has a 30-foot opening. We can see the small barge that swings shut.
Mm-hmm. Reggie Dupree directs the Terrebonne Levee District.
We started to build a system on our own.
The oil industry owns much of the land here. Dupree says the lawsuit could endanger key relationships.
Well, obviously I need right-of-ways. I need places to build mitigation. Well, I get free right-of-ways and very good cooperation from these companies.
And oil and gas companies are not to blame for land loss here, he says. It's the levees upriver that killed this marsh, cut off the land's access to freshwater. Louisiana politicians, scientists, and lawyers are in for a long battle over that question. What is to blame for disappearing wetlands? And who will pay for protection as sea levels and risk keep rising? In New Orleans, I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.